Okay, thank you.
And we do have a paper coming out of this, which will go more in depth about the detail about the methods that we use.
Great, thank you. Okay, our next presenter, Eileen Frawley, is going to present on post-flooding leptospirosis in Louisiana 2016.
Good afternoon, everyone. The 2016 flood in and around Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was called the worst U.S. natural disaster since Hurricane Katrina in 2012. After the flood, the Louisiana Department of Health, LDH, received a notification of two patients with leptospirosis from a local hospital's electronic laboratory reporting. Both patients had antibodies to Leptospira, and one patient had PCR-positive urine. Medical record review showed that both patients had a history of floodwater exposure. Wild and domestic animal reservoirs excrete viable Leptospira in their urine. The feral swine and deer populations are two of Louisiana's Leptospira reservoirs. Each have documented point prevalence of over 70%. Humans get infected with Leptospira through mucosal contact with contaminated environmental sources. The two sentinel flood-related patients with leptospirosis were a marked increase over the three cases reported in the same two parishes in the previous 28 years. That increase in case count inspired a retrospective investigation. The objective of our investigation was twofold. First, to determine the burden of leptospirosis related to the 2016 flood in Louisiana, and second, to confirm the leptospirosis diagnosis in our sentinel patients. We use Louisiana's syndromic surveillance system, called Louisiana Early Events Detection System, to find possible cases. Leeds compiles admission diagnosis, chief complaint, and or discharge diagnosis from 70 emergency departments across the state. We limited our inquiry to the 7 Leeds hospitals serving the flood region. We also requested possible leptospirosis cases from infectious disease physicians. We queried Leeds for patients with any symptoms consistent with the CSTE case definition of leptospirosis. Patients must have presented to the hospital between August 13th and September 9th. We reviewed Leeds data for each patient and determined if they preliminarily met our case definition and warranted reviewing their hospital encounter medical record. From the medical record review, we eliminated patients not fully meeting the clinical case definition and those who had microbial evidence explaining their symptoms. I attempted to interview the remaining patients who were clinically compatible with a diagnosis of leptospirosis to determine if they had any exposure to floodwater. We coordinated blood and urine specimen collection for MAT and PCR testing for all the floodwater exposed patients found through Leeds. The Leeds query produced 933 patients with at least one symptom consistent with leptospirosis. After review of the full query data for each patient, review of the hospital encounter medical record was warranted for the 69 patients who preliminarily met our case definition. I was able to interview 13 of the 18 patients who met the full case definition to determine if they had floodwater exposure. Laboratory testing was performed for the 4 patients I interviewed that had been exposed to floodwater. Laboratory testing was negative for all of the Leeds identified patients. CDC confirmed the leptospirosis diagnosis in our sentinel patients' convalescent MAT serology. They also used PCR to identify Leptospira Kirshneri from a patient's urine sample from his initial hospitalization. We may have missed additional cases in this cluster, secondary to the limitations of our investigation. About 90% of patients who contract leptospirosis have only mild symptoms and therefore may not present to any medical facility, much less an emergency department. Also, Leeds does not receive data from all of the emergency rooms in the flood region. In light of those limitations, the two patients with leptospirosis were likely just a small portion of this cluster, and leptospirosis is on the rise in Louisiana's wildlife reservoirs. Those two facts warrant a high index of suspicion for leptospirosis in patients with compatible symptoms and exposure to untreated water, especially during flooding in Louisiana. So don't forget about leptospirosis. Our investigation gave us a unique opportunity to remind clinicians about leptospirosis. Those reminders should continue, especially during the summer months that are most prone to flooding. We need to inform our citizens about leptospirosis symptoms and caution them to avoid untreated water. We will also collaborate with our emergency preparedness partners to increase awareness and reporting of leptospirosis symptoms in disaster relief shelters. It took a team to accomplish this investigation, and I want to thank them and thank you all for your attention.